Hello and welcome to the WebCERT and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Chinese tax laws on paid search ads are looking to affect Alibaba and Baidu. Line has made the largest technology IPO so far this year, and Nestle have signed a deal to sell groceries online in Egypt. Alibaba and Baidu are expecting a cut in earnings due to increased taxes on search advertising in China. New rules to regulate paid searches from September were announced last week by China's State Administration for Industry and Commerce. Currently, around 50% of Alibaba's revenue would be affected, which would lead to a 2.4% drop in annual earnings, whilst Baidu is expected to see a 4% drop in earnings in 2017. Alibaba has said that the effect the rules would have on their earnings would be small, as its methods of creating revenue are becoming more diverse. Meanwhile, Baidu said that it will accept the changes fully, but that they could become excessively burdensome, and it may have to stop posting certain types of adverts, such as pay-for-performance services. The Line Corporation has made the largest technology initial public offering so far this year. The messaging app, with over 200 million monthly users across Asia, this week priced 35 million shares at just $33 each, equaling a total value of $1.15 billion. These shares will be split, with 22 million accounting for depository shares for an international offering in America and the other 13 million being sold in Japan. With trading expected to begin late this week in New York and Tokyo, the IPO price means that Line is currently valued at around $7 billion. The move was originally delayed after the market became unstable due to Britain's decision to leave the EU, but the demand for shares since has meant that Line have become only the third tech company to debut above its original range this year. Nestle has signed a deal with Egyptian e-commerce retailer Souq.com that will allow it to become the first company to sell grocery products online in the country. The deal is Souq.com's first step into the e-grocery market and will be selling a wide range of Nestle products, including some that will be entirely exclusive to the website. Good news also lies in the fact that a recent study from Nielsen revealed that 55% of those in Egypt would be happy to start ordering groceries online. Nestle's Mohamed Abo El Fotou said that the partnership allowed it to reach all Egyptians, who would then be only a few clicks away from purchasing their groceries over the internet. E-commerce businesses in Turkey are seeing an impressive market growth of 31% this year, following concern around the country's security following a string of terrorist attacks last year. Global investment has reduced in the country, but due to high mobile penetration levels of 94% at a young average age of just 30, the country has a huge growth potential that it looks to be fulfilling. One of Turkey's best known online retailers, Trendyol, expects to see a growth of around 50% in 2017 from $188 million this year. Its founder, Demet Mutlu, said that Turkey's young population is pushing online growth and that Trendyol averages 35 million visitors a month, over 20 times more than the busiest shopping mall in the country. Whilst e-commerce only accounts for 2% of the country's entire retail market, it's recently seen investment from eBay, Naspers, and Amazon. And finally, BT, Nokia, Orange, Vodafone, and Deutsche Telekom have all signed a manifesto promising the launch of 5G networks across the EU by 2020. The document states that the businesses involved will commit to launching the fifth generation of the high-speed data network in at least one city per EU country in the next 4 years. However, they also state that the net neutrality concept of stopping content providers gaining advantage over competitors, a regulation enforced by the EU, stops free competition between companies and limits innovation. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.